as very theological seminary. Whenever I visit this campus, suddenly I felt warm spirituality, just about tearing down. I really proud to have this wonderful seminary as a Methodist pastor. First of all, I would like to give warm greetings to you from my church, the Korean Christians. First of all, 1984, two American missionaries came to Korea. They spread the gospel and paid the prices to saving souls. That's why we have 12 million Christians saved by your missionaries. We shall never forget that. During the war, American brave soldiers, young people, came to Korea. They shed blood for the Korean people's freedom. They sacrificed. We shall not never forget your sacrifices. That's why Korean churches growed. We have freedom to worship God. God gave me a chance to study theology in the United States. That's why I'm serving His body of Christ nowadays. Whenever I come to the United States, I preach a sermon in English. I'm so afraid to speak in English preaching. Because I have been preaching 7 times a week. Certainly in Korean, certainly I changed my language, right brain to left brain, so it was confusing to me. And you know the famous television evangelist named Bob Shuler, Robert Shuler, came to my church several times. He gave me a preaching ministry. So I translated into Korean his preaching. Sometimes they gave me funny jokes. But sometimes American jokes does not make sense to us. You see? So how to translate into Korean, you see? How do we translate into Korean? Suddenly I have mind. Then I told my congregation, he gave a wonderful joke, laughing joke, but I could not interpret it into Korean. Now, time to laugh. Let's laugh, laugh, laugh. Then make him happy. This morning I would like to share with you what God has done in my ministry, my life. In the storm, Jesus asked two disciples, "Where is your faith? Where is your faith?" Still, God, Jesus, is asking you, "Where is your faith?" In the small portions of the Bible, we can find out the wholesome Christology, theologically speaking. Jesus slept in the boat. It means he has humanity, he is a man, because he's so tired. So he wanted to sleep, even the boat. new side. Jesus commanded the water and stone. They obeyed him because he is God. He is God. He is divinity. Obeyed natural law. Now we have to know wholesome Christology, theologically speaking. A lot of churches, theologians, they are so confusing about Christology. Where is your faith? Sometimes my congregation came to me and asked me, Pastor, I don't have any faith. Please help me to get faith. Then I told him, no, no, you have faith. Wonderful faith. Without the faith, you could not exist in this life. You cannot live in it. Almost 27% of our lives are living according to the faith. According to faith. For example, when you go to bank, you invest the money to the bank. Even though you do not know the master of the bank or president of the bank, you completely trust them. This is faith, in a sense. I fly to the United States from Seoul, Manila to here, almost 24 hours. But I do not know the name of pilot. I do not know any mechanical engines, but I completely trust them. That's why I come here. Even atheists said, I do not believe in God, living God. I believe in atheism. Even though atheists, they believe in that there is no God. They believe in there is no God. You see? So without the faith, we could not survive in this world. That's why scientists said, seeing is believing. But the Christian said, believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. We could not see in this sanctuary, in the air, but there were a lot of electric waves. When we have the radio and the receiver, you know, adjust to the electric wave, you can listen to BBC broadcasting or wonderful preaching through the radio because you adjust the electric waves, even though you could not see. You can listen to God's voice through human beings' voice whenever you adjust your spiritual waves toward God. This is faith. Believing is seeing. In this Bible verses, I'd like to share with you 3 points. One is, in faith, still there is windstorms, difficulties, trials. Even Jesus in a boat with us, still the windstorms developed in present lives. Trials, difficulties are everywhere. Thank God. Because of the tribulations. After tribulations, difficulties, God will give us wonderful grace, new blessings. In my experience, I'm not afraid to face trials or difficulties. Because God provides wonderful grace through the tribulations and the difficulties. In Korean history, we have a lot of suffering times. In the Japanese colonial Paris, we couldn't speak in Korean, even though I am Korean. They only pushing us to speak in Japanese only. If I speak in Korean, they gave me a punishment. Even though I'm speaking Japanese friendly, but I hated to speak in Japanese. After Second World War, communists took over North Korea, I was in North Korea. We don't have any freedom to worship in God. At that time, I studied medical school. But I did not give up believing God because Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Lord. They put me in jail because just I'm a Christian. But I could not give up my faith in God. So whenever you are facing difficulties, we are not afraid. Hebrews chapter 11, we can see the lot of giant of believers, healers of faith, but they are facing a lot of difficulties and sufferings. God gave us new blessings through sufferings. That's why James chapter 1 verse 2 said, "My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let the patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Where is your faith? Secondly, let's apply your faith in present situations. Where is your faith? Why not apply your faith in this world? Faith is not abstract things. Faith is power. So whenever we have difficulties, let's apply your wonderful, strong faith. If we have faith, nothing is impossible. 21 years ago, I was appointed to this church. Very weak church. Bad reputation church. Only 170 members. But I sincerely pray to God. Same God, same scripture, same Holy Spirit. Why not? The largest Presbyterian church is in Seoul, Korea. The largest Presbyterian church is in Seoul, Korea. Paul Yonggi's church. He's a friend of mine. Why Methodist? The largest middle church in the world is in Texas, Houston. I visited there, Charles Allen's church. I studied carefully of church growth. Then I have a dream. I began to vision. I want to serve the great church in your place. I prayed sincerely. I got up 4:30 every morning and prayed to God. The winning souls, every Wednesday night, after 30 minutes, book, study of Bible, book of Acts, let them go out, winning souls. Bring them every Wednesday night. Our church member is growing, increasing. After 21 years, now we have 60,000 memberships, become the largest Methodist church in the world. My dream become real in the grace of God. Let's apply our faith in this presence. Last May, we completed aging home named House of Love. 250 homeless aging people, older people. We are going to take care of them. Completely free. Completely supported by my church. Money. $1 million annually. That's why President's wife came to this ceremony. She cut the ribbons. She's so surprised to see that. This Methodist church built this wonderful social welfare institutions. Aging home. The company supported by your church. president news. We must grow our social services through our faith. Last time I visited the Soviet Union, we are building Vision Center in Moscow. Also, we are going to help to build Estonian churches and the Russian churches, completely supported by Women's Mission Societies, $150,000 one time. Help them. Save them. One night in theater, 600 Russians gathered together. Fortunately, I have a chance to give them an evangelist sermon. Right after the sermon, I called them. Please come. Because you want to decide their mind to be Christian. All the Russians come up there. Still, God loves you. Tearing down. Please lay your hand on my head. Your hand. Wonderful opportunity is opening now. Let's apply our faith. God wants to use your hand, your mouth, your body. Where is your faith? Let's apply our faith in this presence. Last point. Victory of faith. Whenever you are facing tribulations, troubles, let's wake him up, Jesus. Master, we are thinking now. We are pensing now. Please help us. This is a faith. Whenever you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will be moved, and nothing will be impossible for you. This is faith. May the victory overcome every difficulties. During the Korean War, I attended the Korean War. So many times surrounded by the communist soldiers, almost killing by their bullets. One my comrade, killing by the enemy's bullet, fell down, breathing from nose, breathing mouth, breathing from the scalp, head, almost dying. Then I fell down, sincere pray to God. Oh God, is it the end of my life? What is the meaning of my life? Let me know, oh God. So many times I pray to God. Is this the end of my life? What is the meaning of my life? Finally, I felt presence of God. I will help you. I will stand to you. I felt presence of God. Oh God, thank God. If you save my life, I will completely dedicate to you. I want to be sales servant, your ministry. I changed my mind. And I studied theology. Again, now I become a minister. My friend of mine, medical doctors, open offices around my churches. I'm so happy to be a minister. God gave wonderful blessings. God did day after day new things, new blessings. Through my spiritual lives. John Flavel said, man's extremity is God's opportunity. Psychologist Carl Manning said, attitude is more important than the fact. Your spiritual attitude is most important than the fact. Bob Schuller wrote a book named tough time never last, but tough people do. In his book, page 45, he talk a lot about my spiritual life. This man is a tough man. Tough time never last, but tough people do. In faith. Where is your faith? In this storming time. You know the Winston Churchill? In the Second World War, thousand airplanes came to England bombing. London cities were fired. Flames. Sir Winston Churchill calmly looked at that. The next morning, he broadcasting. His voice said, "We have only shed tears, blood only. Let's dedicate our shed blood and tears." Finally, overcome Germany, defeat Germany. And when the Charles will, he write the memory of the Second World War. I visited there. One time, his mother's school, hallowed school, asked him to come to give a speech. All the students crowded. They are waiting to write down his wonderful speech. All to sit down. Schoolmaster, now your wonderful prime minister will come to speech. All the Winston Church came down in front of pulpit and a thick glass looking down. And he began to speak. He said, "Never give up. Never give up. Never, never, never." Then step down and sit. That's all. Never give up. Never, never, never. In faith. Amen.